Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what we've been singing about today, the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world. How the Creator of everything would choose to become part of the creation is beyond our imagination. All we know, God, is that we stand in awe today and thank you for it. God, you know every need that's represented in each one of our hearts today. And we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would use your word to accomplish your work today here at Center Barnstead. God, there's many people that aren't here today, and you know those reasons. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would minister to them today in some way as well. Whether they're listening to this online or whether they're watching it on TV, hearing a message on TV or whatever, or time with whatever it is. God, I just pray that you would help our church to grow spiritually. Numerically, it's great as well. But God, if we're not growing spiritually, then what difference does it make? So I pray today as we look into your word, God, that you would have our hearts wide open. Have our ears listening for the very words of God. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we look back at 2020, my guess would be that the memory for many people would be COVID-19. We will look back one day and see how this virus changed the church, how this virus changed our country and literally changed the world. Although those thoughts are natural, as we step into 2021, I believe that for many of us, it's time for a reset. It's time for a reset. And I would ask you for the next 30 minutes to forget about this virus. And I want you to consider three questions today. Three questions that have nothing to do with COVID-19. And they have nothing to do with the 2020 election. Aren't you glad? Yeah. But it has everything to do with how you live now and will live for all eternity. Three questions. The first one is this. Where have you been? Where have you been? Second question, where are you going? And before you freak out, I'm coming back to them again, okay? I'm just going through them real quick. Third question, where do you go from here? Where have you been? Where are you going? And where do you go from here? So let's look at question number one. Where have you been? Where have you been? So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from every tribe, and said to them, "Go before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." Joshua chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Now, in the Old Testament, we are told on numerous occasions that God wants his people to build stone memorials as reminders of what God had done for them. As you look back on 2020, what has God accomplished through you? What memorials have you been able to build in 2020 as a testimony to your children and their children as to what God not only did in you, but did through your life. How has God used 2020 how has God used you in 2020 to impact others? How has your relationships deepened? Your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse, your children, and yes, even your church. As you look back at 2020, whose faces come to your mind that are different today because the spiritual influence you had in their life in 2020? God looked back at the life of Enoch, and he said this. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, then he was no more because God took him. Genesis chapter 5, verse 23 to verse 24. Imagine looking back, not 365 years, but look back at your life for 1 year. 2020. Imagine looking back and hearing God say that you walked with him. The time had almost arrived for Jesus to be taken prisoner. And he's talking with his father, and as he looks back at his life, Jesus says this, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." John chapter 17 and verse 14. As you look back on 2020, have you spent more time focused on a virus or on your own personal agenda? Or did you spend your time looking at what God wanted you to do? What spiritual difference have you made in 2020? Where have you been? Second question, where are you going? Where are you going? Men, have you sat down with your wife to discuss what God has in store for your family for 2021? Those of you that are single, or maybe you don't have a spiritual spouse, have you given any thought to what God wants you to do as an individual in 2021? Young people, you that are taking notes, good for you. Have you considered what God wants to do in your life next year? And they shake their head, yes. I won't tell you how many other people shake their head, yes. But I know at least three. Good job. Have you given any thought to where you are going in 2021 and how you're going to get there? David writes this, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock." Psalms 27, verse 1 to 7. King David, the writer of this psalm, had it all. He was famous. He was popular. He had power. He had money. He was gifted. And he had some of the most loyal friends a person could have. Yet, the one thing he sought after, the passion of his life, the thing that mattered more to him than anything else, was his walk with God. David says, if I could accomplish just one thing in my life, he says, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. David's passion was to have an intimate relationship with God. And because of his passion, David pursued God with all his heart, mind, and soul. David knew where he was going, and he knew how to get there. Because of that, God was able to describe David like this. I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. Acts chapter 13 and verse 23. You know, it's no different for us. Where we go in 2021 will be determined, listen to me, where you and I go in 2021 will be determined by who has our heart. If we choose to have a heart after God, that will take us in one direction. If we choose to give our heart to anything or anyone else, it will take us anywhere but to God. Please understand this. Satan doesn't care what you do as long as you're not doing what God wants you to do. Let me say this to you again. Satan doesn't care what you do. It can even be good stuff as long as you're not doing what God wants you to do. We cannot change where we've been. 2020 is a memory. Yet it's not too late to do a reset and determine where we are going in 2021. Where have you been? As you look back on 2020, what have you accomplished for God? How are people different because you were in their life? Where are you going? How are you going to make 2021 a better spiritual year than 2020? Then the third question is this. Where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? How do you and I become people like Enoch? People like David? You know, often when we see these initials, VIP, we think of very important what? Person or people, that's right. People like Enoch and David. In 2021, I would like you to consider these initials, VIP, not as very important person, but very important pronouncement. When you see or hear the term VIP, I want you to think of the Word of God. You don't have to read very far in the Bible to know that God wants His people to take His Word seriously. To God, every word in the Bible is important. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Look at what God tells us to do with his VIP, with his word. He says this, they need to be upon your heart. God's word needs to be upon your heart. Then he says you need to impress them on your children. When is the last time that you have talked to your children about the word of God? When is the last time that you saw your children doing wrong and you impressed upon them something from God's word? And how often are we supposed to talk about God's word? Well, listen to this. When you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Those are the only times you got to talk about God's word. What time does that leave? You know what? And let me just say this as your pastor, and I say it in kindness. This is an area that our church is desperately lacking in. I walk around before a message or before the church starts or as people start to come or between services or even after the services. And I listen to conversation, and I hear very few people talking about God's word. I hear very few people say, you know what, I got on my quiet time this week. I was reading this passage, and you know what, for the very first time I saw this. I don't hear people saying, you know what, I was in the quiet time this week and God convicted me. I was doing this wrong and God says, Brian, you got to stop it. I can't remember. It used to happen on a pretty consistent basis, but I can't remember the last time that someone came to me and said, Pastor, I'm taking God's word and I'm trying to lead this person to Christ. They gave me this question and I don't know how to answer it. Can you help me? When is the last time you started a conversation to talk about the word of God? We talk about everything, right? And not bad things. We talk about how the Patriots stink. That's not a bad thing. It's a fact, right? We talk about our job. We talk about our kids. We talk about the economy. We talk about the election. We worry about the virus and talk about that. All these things we talk about. But what does God say? The most important thing you need to be doing in your life is talking about the Word of God. And can I say this? If you don't know what's of most important to you is, listen to the things you talk about the most. The things you talk about the most, you will find are the most important things to you. God goes on. He's talking to his people, Israel. And he goes on. He says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Then he says, write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. In other words, God's VIP needs to be in front of us all the time. It should be the foremost in our thoughts, and it needs to influence the way you and I live our lives. The psalmist writes, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sits in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. As we close this morning, let me give you three ways that you can give God's word the VIP treatment. How you can make God's word, his very important pronouncement, a part of your life. Now, I can't take credit for this outline because I stole it. I stole it from Joe Stoll. But you know what? If it's truth, it doesn't matter where you get it from, right? Because truth is truth. So to make the Word of God an essential part of your life, A, you got to visualize it. You got to visualize it. Take a look at a particular scripture and then apply it to your life and say, how should that look in my life? For an example, I'll give you a couple of examples. Colossians 3:13 says this, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. My friends, if we would visualize that, if we, when we see Jesus on the cross and consider how much God has forgiven us, it will affect how we forgive others. And that forgiveness could change a church. It could even change a family. The psalmist writes, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed, he, referring to God, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalms 103 and verse 12. Just visualize that for a moment. How would some of your relationships change if you determined never to bring up a past hurt or mistake? That's how God's forgiven us. As far as the east is from the west. Visualize it. Be. Internalize it. Internalize it. The best way to internalize God's word is to memorize God's word. Happy are people of integrity who follow the law of the Lord. Psalms 119, verse 1. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalms 119, verse 11. Your words are what sustain me. They give me great joy and are my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty. Jeremiah 15 and verse 6. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. And then sanctify them by the truth. And what's the truth? Your word is truth. John chapter 17 and verse 17. Sam talked about memorizing with our kids, kids from KFC. How easy that can be, right? Let me ask you this question this morning, and be honest with yourself. What is the last memory verse you memorized? What is the last memory verse you memorized? Did you memorize a verse last week? Last month? Have you chosen a verse to memorize this week? Did you even memorize a new verse in 2020? When we internalize, when we memorize God's word, it gives the Holy Spirit something to draw from, something to help us with when we're tempted, something to help us with when we're afraid or when we've been taken advantage of, or those times when we don't know what to do. We need to internalize God's word. We need to visualize, what should this look like in my life? And then thirdly, C, we need to personalize it. We need to personalize it. When you read the scripture, don't think he's talking to somebody else. He's talking to you. When you hear a message, when you hear a sermon, don't you ever say, oh, I wish so-and-so was here. I wish my wife was here or my husband was here. Remember, that sermon, that scripture was written for you. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us, you and me, what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do. 2 Timothy 3, 16 to verse 17. Don't ever think that when you are reading God's word, that God's not wanting to speak to you. Don't ever think that when you come to church, that God wants to waste your time by just sitting here. God wants to speak to you. Personalized scripture. Use scripture pronouns like me and I. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer. This is how you should read scripture. Make it alive. But Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, whom loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. This is real love. It's not that we love God, but that God loved me and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away my sins. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. So now there is no condemnation for me who belong to Christ. For the power of the life giving spirit has freed me through Christ Jesus from the power of sin that leads to death. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. So how do I enter? As we kind of wrap it up now, how do I enter 2021? If you and I want to be known as someone that walks with God, like Enoch, someone that has a heart after God, like David, someone that was willing to do whatever God asked them to do, you need to allow God's word, God's very important pronouncement, to become the driving force in your life. Visualize God's word. Don't just read it, but ask the question, how should this look in my life when I apply it? Internalize God's word. Get God's word on your heart. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? A light unto my path. But you know what? If we're not putting it in, it's impossible for the Holy Spirit to take it out so that we can apply it. And then personalize God's word. And when we do these three things, like the psalmist, we too will say, oh, how I love your law. I think about it all day long. Psalms 119, verse 97. For some of you, as you look back on your 2020, you think, reset. I need to change. I've drifted in my walk with God. My priorities have been wrong. I need to place more importance on God's word. there are some relationships that I need to rebuild. I need to start forgiving like I've been forgiven. I need to not just look at things like, well, that's, I think that's good for me to do. And I need to start asking God, what do you want me to do? You just need to reset whatever God has shown you is wrong about 2020. Truthfully, if we all had to do it over, I'm sure there's a number of things we might want to change about 2020. But the fact is, we can. But we can determine to make 2020 the best spiritual year of our life. If we choose to make the commitment to focus on God's VIP. May more be accomplished for God's kingdom in 2021 through Center Barnstead Christian Church because you and I have allowed God to accomplish more in us.